Being a medical professional in rural America poses many challenges. Rural practitioners often have fewer resources than their urban colleagues, and the social relationships in small communities make setting professional boundaries especially difficult. On the next Access Minnesota, Dr. Therese Zink discusses her new book, which explores the trials and rewards of practicing medicine in rural America.
Access Minnesota. Issues that matter to you. Access Minnesota brings you the newsmakers and the stories that shape our everyday lives with analysis from University of Minnesota faculty experts. Access Minnesota is produced by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association in cooperation with the university's College of Liberal Arts and Radio K, KUOM. Now, here's Jim Dubois.
Practicing medicine in rural America today is far more complex than it was 50 years ago, but some things like tight-knit relationships between the practitioner and the community never change. Dr. Therese Zink is the Associate Director of the Medical School Rural Physician Associate Program at the University of Minnesota. She has extensive experience in practicing medicine in rural settings and is also an accomplished writer. Her new anthology, The Country Doctor Revisited, a 21st Century Reader, explores the nuances, difficulties, and rewards a medical professional faces while practicing in rural settings. In addition to editing the text, Dr. Zink contributed two of her own stories. Dr. Zink, welcome to Access Minnesota.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to compile the anthology of stories?
So a colleague of mine knew that I was collecting a number of stories myself, and then also from the students that I teach in the Rural Physicians Associate Program, which is a 41-year-old program at University of Minnesota that places third-year medical students in a rural community for 9 months to try to get more rural primary care docs. So I was compiling, a number of great stories, and my colleagues said, I think if you look, most of the collections out there are the old country doctor, and it's probably time to update that. And so with that suggestion, I undertook that journey, was able to find an anthology publisher in Kent State University Press, which is in northern Ohio, and then I began to try to find the writers who could tell me the modern country doctor story. So the variety of practitioners from all across the U.S., that was quite a fun journey. And I've met some wonderful people along the way.
How did you put out the word that you were looking for those kind of stories?
So first I went to the professional organizations, so the American Academy of Family Physicians, similar physician's assistants, DO, nurses, and realized that just because you were doing healthcare didn't mean you were a writer. So then I went to some listservs that I was aware of through my writing connections, and then actively began to solicit certain voices that I knew I wanted to have. After probably about a year, I had some holes, and then I actively pursued. So, for example, I needed to have a African-American voice, and I found Godfrey Onomy in the New York Times. I bought that piece. It's the story of a doctor with a funny accent. So he's originally from Nigeria, trained in the U.S., and many of our rural physicians are international medical grads. I also wanted an African-American voice from the South, so I contacted all of the African-American medical schools and found a poet. So there were, certain voices I knew that I needed to have. I worked with University of Minnesota Duluth runs a program that really recruits Native American students to become doctors. And so I talked to Joy Dorsher, who's a family physician who runs that program, and asked for some ideas for recruiting Native American voices. And she led me to Arnie Vineo, who is a grad from the University of Minnesota, who is also a writer for Indian Country News. And so I used one of his columns. It's been quite a fun journey.
You speak a lot about dual relationships in the book, the fact that the healthcare practitioner is in a small town, so they're crossing paths all the time with the people they treat and encounter. This could be a sticky situation. Do you believe that it creates a possible conflict of interest, or is it something that maybe in the end isn't such a big deal after all?
So I think it works both ways, and I think the reason it's important is that often in medical school in particular, we teach students that they can't be friends with their patient, and that's impossible in rural areas. In fact, to better understand that, those of us who work in the RPAP program interviewed 12 rural docs to better understand how they negotiate those relationships, and so that we could do a better job of educating our RPAP students. And what we found is that physicians aren't the only ones who are being friends and also professional with their patients. So it's a fact of small communities. So your accountants are, your bankers are, your lawyers are, your chaplains, you know, priests are. So there's a number of people who have to negotiate those relationships. And people deal with it in different ways. Some people decide not to live in that community and then create a geographic boundary. Other people, I think a lot of it may be dependent on the personality, become the life of that community, are involved in the Rotary, are the doc for the team sports, so that really in small communities you can be a big fish in a small pond. And that really feeds and fuels who they are. So I think no matter which along that spectrum you choose, you still have points where you need to kind of negotiate boundaries with patients and they with you, and maybe more upfront than you have to in an urban community. So a patient approaches you in the grocery store about a question, and you say, well, why don't you call me in the office? Or somebody calls you at home about an issue that isn't really an emergency, and you set a boundary. You teach your kids, about the boundaries of certain things can't be discussed because of confidentiality. And then I also find myself, because I always say half my patients are in my book club, is that I set boundaries with them when they come in the office. We acknowledge that we have another relationship, and if something comes up that they're not comfortable with because we have that other relationship, they need to let me know. I can refer them to someone else. And so it's, I think, a much more conscious process than you may do in an urban area where it's easier to hide.
We're talking with Dr. Therese Zink, the Associate Director of the Medical School Rural Physician Associate Program at the University of Minnesota. She has extensive experience in practicing medicine in rural settings, also is an accomplished writer, and has a new anthology, The Country Doctor Revisited, a 21st Century Reader. It appears that patients from your anthologies actually enjoy sometimes having that social relationship with a physician. Why is that?
Well, I think that dual relationship can work as an advantage because of that relationship, you know a lot about that person. You already have trust because you know that individual and their family in a variety of capacities. The individual may be new to you, but they've known that you've known their grandmother and grandfather, and so there's a kind of a generational history that you have knowledge of. You also know some of the quirks or the problems that individual may have in the community, and so because of that more global picture, there may be some things you have knowledge of that can help you better work with that patient to deal with some of their health issues. And so I think it can work as an advantage as well. And many people prefer to have that close relationship. I think, you know, in small communities, some people choose to get their health care outside of that community, and others choose and really prefer to be friends with their physicians and nurses. So I think, you know, patients have choices as well, you know, various capacities in the community. And so they've seen some of those negotiations based on that experience. And so we kind of take their experience and try to take it to the next step.
I understand that you use some of the stories from The Country Doctor Revisited in your coursework. How do those conversations in the classroom go when you talk about that dual relationship between the practitioner and the patient?
So we have, at University of Minnesota, we have a group of 20 first and second year medical students who are reading selections from the book. And that dual relationship is always an important one to discuss. And so the students have read a few of the stories, and then we come together. We do some small group work first. And I usually encourage them to think about, particularly those who've been raised in small towns, what their experience was and how they saw people negotiate that. And so building on their experience in University of Minnesota, some students are from small towns, some are not. But building on those experiences, we kind of widen the discussion and talk about some of the issues that have come up in the stories. Some of the students also have done what we call Summer Institute in Medicine, in which they spend a few weeks during the summer in a rural community, kind of learning what it's like to work with a pharmacist or work with the physician or, various capacities in the community. And so they've seen some of those negotiations based on that experience. And so we kind of take their experience and try to take it to the next step.
Is it easier for a medical student who has grown up in a small community to go back and practice in a small community compared to a student, say, who grew up in an urban area?
Yeah, so what we find is that one of the ways to get more rural practitioners, and it's not only physicians, but it's also nurses, is to admit students who are from small communities, because often they will go back home, not always. The other thing that we've learned from the RPAP program, because it takes both metro-raised and rural-raised students and places them in, what we call an immersion experience. So for 9 months, they're living in that community, they're working in the hospital, they're working in the nursing home, that immersion experience will recruit about 25% of the class who were metro raised. And so, as we try to get more rural docs and other health practitioners, because we don't have enough, that giving students that immersion experience allows them to realize, hey, there's some real quality of life in small town. Maybe I'll choose this as opposed to going back to the city. University of Minnesota does that with their pharmacy students and some of the nursing students as well.
Our guest is Dr. Therese Zink. She is the Associate Director of the Medical School Rural Physician Associate Program at the University of Minnesota. She has extensive experience in practicing medicine in rural settings. Also an accomplished writer, her new anthology is The Country Doctor Revisited, a 21st Century Reader. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Access Minnesota will return after these messages.